This is Take Off the Podcast, stories by students and classics. Welcome to the 37th episode. Today you can listen to Carter Laszlo, also known as Lacek, who is currently studying at the Free University of Amsterdam. We had a chat conversation over the weekend, and he was the one that made the recording. So now let's listen to what he had to say.
I'm at home, as usual, yeah, and I really enjoy this place, and I feel at home. We live in a 43 square meters big studio, and it's on the second floor of the house. We have one floor above us and one below, and the apartment itself is in the center of Amsterdam. The street is called Kloveniersbergwal. Kloveniersbergwal. It's close to Nieuwmarkt, which is a big market. I try to talk to them in Dutch, but they always talk in English. Everybody speaks English.
I asked Lacek to say a few words about the university, and first he spoke about the building.
Yeah, it's very, very big. There are 15 floors, and it's well equipped. It's brilliant.
I thought Lacek was studying at the University of Amsterdam, but then he corrected me.
No, it's another one. The University of Amsterdam is very close to us. Couple of buildings of it, and I'm studying at the Free University of Amsterdam. Well, it's quite expensive to study there, so it's not free in that sense. So I don't know. Well, as an exchange student, I don't have to pay anything, but if I were not an exchange student, I would have to pay a huge amount of money.
And then we talked about some other things, and for example, Lacek mentioned that he might take a job in the near future.
I think I will look for a job soon, after my exams. Next week. Yeah, starting from Monday. It's discourse analysis. I like it, yeah. It's a written exam.
As you can hear, my part of the conversation could not be recorded, but it's so nice that we have Lacek's words. And I hope that you can understand what the conversation was about. I asked him also to talk a little bit more about the courses he's taking.
We have two periods in each and every course. And it's something like, yeah, midterm. Yeah, and there's going to be another one at the end of the semester. Well, my school ends on the 10th of December, but I have to hand in some assignments, the final assignments for the courses.
As you can imagine, I was also curious about his opinion about Dutch people, so he began to talk about that too.
Well, I first came here, I was surprised by the people's friendliness, and When we arrived at Amsterdam, we had virtually nothing, and we knew nothing about Amsterdam. And we were looking at the map, and people came up to us and asked if we know where we are.
And next he spoke about an interesting discovery of a very special garden.
There are small places called Hofjes, which are when you are in the middle of Amsterdam, it's really crowded and noisy, and these are small gardens that are separated from the outside, and they are really quiet, and you hear nothing from the outside noise, and you can sit there and read, relax. There are a couple of flower markets, and you can buy tulip bulbs. Yeah, there are a lot of markets. Sometimes I buy a couple of things.
Another theme I was interested in was the nightlife of Amsterdam, and luckily Lutzek had some ideas about that as well.
Nightlife. Busy. Especially on Friday and Saturday. We went out to a jazz bar with live music. It was really good. And we went out to eat something and drank a couple of beers, and that was it. Dutch beer. They are really good, except for Heineken. Yeah. I'm going to Zandvoort to the seaside with a couple of friends of mine. Yes, by train. And tomorrow I think I will study, as I'm having an exam on Monday, and I have to recap things.
So a trip to the seaside and studying for the discourse analysis exam was what Lutzek said he was going to do over the weekend. And as Lutzek took the test in discourse analysis yesterday, I think I'll ask him to tell me in an email what the result was like. And for those of you who would like to find out more about Carter Laszlo, let me just say that you can Google that, and I'm sure you'll find some information about his music. Some of his clips are available on YouTube. And also, the composer of the theme music for Takeoff is Carter Laszlo himself. Before we finished the chat last weekend, we agreed that we would record one more session for a future edition of Takeoff, the podcast. But for the time being now, take care.